I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Glamier. Hi, this is Dr. Tabitha Samir. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, owner, and founder of Mir Skin Cosmetic in New York City, and star of an Emmy Award-winning Bravo TV show. My podcast is all about great conversations with your favorite celebrities, media personalities, and well-known experts in the worlds of lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. Through their stories, I hope to uplift, inspire, and educate. This is Glamier.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Glamier with me, Dr. Tab Samir. I have another doctor in the house. Dr. Heavenly is here from Bravo TV's Married to Medicine.
Hey, hey, hey.
One of the OG cast members.
See there.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. One of my favorites. I know I said that to the other two too, but you guys are all my favorites.
Oh, there you go.
So I've had Dr. Jackie was on and Quad was on.
Okay.
We just, you know, we had the most amazing conversation because there's a lot of heavy, heavy stuff going on this
It
season.
Is.
Prior to all that, I want everybody to know that you're one of Atlanta's leading dentists.
Yes.
You are an author.
Mm-hmm.
An inspirational speaker,
mm-hmm.
a relationship expert.
That sounds like a lie. You're telling my age, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm telling your experience
okay.
because I'm multi-hyphenated too, okay?
See there. So, okay.
But you know, a lot of the ladies could have used some relationship advice this season. What up? That's you're probably busy getting that advice. And, you
know. Listen, and they're going to therapy,
yeah.
and they're spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
When it's quite simple.
Tell me why it's simple.
You have to be a wife first. You can't have your career and then your marriage.
Mm.
Like a lot of the women feel like it's okay for their husbands to have their career come first. I think the family has to come first. The wife has to come first. Of course, God first.
Yeah.
But then the family, then everything else. And I think a lot of people got that out of order.
Yeah. You know what? I'm so happy that you said that because I wanted you to just break it down
mm-hmm.
because I feel like watching you this season, you're just telling everybody you're not putting your family first. So when you say you got to be a wife first,
mm-hmm.
does that apply to the husbands too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of, like I said, the women say, some of the wives say their husbands put their jobs first.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be like that. And it bothers me when they say, oh, I knew I was second when I married a doctor. No, sugar.
Yeah. I find that very interesting because I'm a doctor.
Right.
My dad, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We all put family first.
Absolutely.
Even because we are old school. Like they
mm-hmm.
came, you know, they're immigrants, they immigrated here, and it was always family first. No matter how busy my dad was, my mom, whatever, it was always family first.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they fought. They're married.
Your mom and dad still together, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm talking about.
You know, but a lot of what you say doesn't sit well with everybody.
No, it doesn't because it's the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a jokester. Anytime mm-hmm. I joke because I feel like my position in the group is to keep things light because it gets so damn heavy.
It gets really heavy.
Like everybody got marital problems or whatever. So I joke. But the problem with it was I didn't know how serious.
You didn't know how serious
when
they're...
Simone said she was
yeah.
getting a divorce,
yeah.
I broke down because I'm
yeah.
playing.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of, you know, there's Quad. I talked with Quad a few
mm-hmm,
weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and it really, like, broke my heart
mm-hmm.
because she's in a situation, which a lot of people can relate to,
mm-hmm.
where she doesn't feel like both people are participating in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
She feels like it's just her,
mm-hmm.
and he's not listening.
Right.
What is, how does that
I
make you feel?
I think he probably would feel the same way.
Yeah.
I think it's both of them. I don't think it's one or the
yeah.
other. I think it's both. But I do know that, and I say it all the time,
mm-hmm.
men are not as strong as women are
yeah.
emotionally,
yeah.
And they have more ego. So once you know that you're dealing with, I hate to put the words like this, a childlike person, you have to know how to deal with them
right.
and allow them to have their ego. Let him lead. But you know you're leading. You're in control.
Yeah.
Let him lead. Why do that?
Let him think it's their idea.
Yeah.
I had somebody recently tell me on an interview that men are more sensitive
Absolutely
than women.
Absolutely they are.
Okay. So you're saying you should be a wife first.
Absolutely.
And when you kind of explain this, like, you know, somebody like Dr. Jackie,
mm-hmm.
she is a fierce, strong, gorgeous, just a strong woman. She feels that she's given so much of herself to everyone that she's put herself last. Do you think that that applies to her, where she wasn't being a wife first? How would you reckon with those two?
I love Dr. Jackie.
Yeah.
And everything about her. She's the strongest woman I know.
She is.
She's beautiful. And I've said all that to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into this whole show friendship situation telling them mm-hmm. that they needed to be wives first. And I don't know if you're married, but it's more difficult in our culture
yeah.
to be married to a doctor who's a female and the husband is not. There's already ego issues there. So you don't have to remind them.
No, you don't.
So I think that that's mm-hmm. the issue. That
yeah.
they're constantly reminded that they're not, the men are not the doctors, and the women are the breadwinners, mm-hmm. and that does not sit well.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that would sit well with anybody if right. a guy did that to a girl,
but I
too.
See certain relationships yeah. work with a Mr. Mom works.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
not in our culture.
Right. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So there's three women, really,
right.
three couples that mm-hmm. are suffering right now.
Yes.
And when you watch everything that's happening, because you've been married
20 years.
20 years.
It'll be 21 in August. Yes.
You call him daddy.
Daddy, yes, daddy.
You guys have a lot of the same goals,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like you communicate
mm-hmm.
efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Does it scare you seeing all of these marriages fall apart? Do you wonder if, like, it's being on TV, exposing yourself in this reality? Because I know you guys are professionals, but a lot of it is being married, the married part. You got mm-hmm. the married to medicine, but the married part. Does it worry you? Do you think about that? Are you conscious of it?
I'm very conscious of it, and I think that the infidelity issues and all put all the men on, you know.
It did. It yeah. caused a rift between the men and the women.
It did, and not only that, I think that all the men are very more conscious now.
Yeah.
Of their surroundings and what they can do and what they can't do. But what I would say is that I'm not worried because my marriage is not perfect. Please understand that.
Yeah.
I know I joke around and play around. No marriage is perfect, but I think my husband is perfect for me. I feel like we work through our issues and we don't give ourselves an option
mm-hmm.
not to love each other. And we keep God first. And the only way to make a marriage work is to pray together.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has issues. I have issues. Mm-hmm. But I love him enough mm-hmm. to work through them no matter what they are.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Respect me. That's all.
Respect.
Respect me.
Do you think that a lot of what happens is you get married and then you just don't put any energy back into your relationship and you just kind of, you're in the same place, but you're not really together?
I think on reality TV, you're married and those issues are already there.
Yeah, and it gets magnified.
They are magnified and the average person does not get to see mm-hmm. or get all the advice of Twitter
yeah.
and people making their comments in their you know what I mean, and their examination of your marriage.
And that's tough because a lot of times you guys have filmed 6 months before,
right?
And so, you know, or more,
relive it. Yeah, you have
and
to
then
relive
you have
it.
To relive it
mm-hmm.
in a shortened down mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. edited mm-hmm. version, meaning you, when I say edited mm-hmm. you film 100 hours and you
right.
only get to see 1 hour of
right
that.
Right.
So
and people think they know you and they've only seen a small
yeah.
snippet.
Mm-hmm. What do you think people don't know about you, or what do you wish that they would know about you?
I think that I'm able to get away with a lot of things that in your mom, Mariah always says, well, why is Heavenly allowed to talk about people? Why is Heavenly? Because they know my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people realize you don't go by what people say. You go by how you feel. And they know that I have their best interests at heart.
Yeah.
They know I'm not trying to be malicious. I'm not trying to be. But I do feel for them because
yeah.
I think it's easy. Put your man first. Treat him like the man.
Yeah.
Let him be the man.
And you're kind of unapologetic about that. You don't back down.
How
you get,
is
you
that?
Get some pushback from that.
I do.
You get a lot of pushback. You get a lot of
they're
pushback.
They're paying therapists thousands of dollars for the advice I'm giving them. Certain things, they're saying that, oh, we sweep stuff under the rug, right? Some of that stuff need to stay up under the rug.
Yeah.
And you can't revisit it after 10 years he did something long ago, and now you're bringing it back up in
yeah,
a therapy
that's
session.
That's a bad idea.
And you're making it, you're reliving it.
Yeah, you just
And that's a
it.
Problem. Again, when we work through it, leave it under the rug. Let's be happy.
Yeah.
Don't worry, be happy. Isn't that a song?
It is.
Let's be happy.
And I just saw the video of that the other day. It was very weird
mm-hmm.
to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of I want to go back to what you said about the infidelity, because
mm-hmm.
it did cause a rift between the men and the women.
It did.
What happened is Jackie's husband, infidelity, and people on the men, the husbands were saying, well, she left him in a position where he was lonely and she wasn't paying attention to him. That's why he philandered. And the women are like, oh, hell no.
My thought with that is I love Jackie.
Yeah.
I would say that and I preface that. However, I would say men cheat.
Yeah.
They don't need a damn reason.
Yeah.
They don't need a reason to cheat. They cheat. Most men cheat. Not all.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them do. And I think that Curtis just got comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
and he wasn't thinking like men don't think. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of men do it.
Yeah.
I do.
And so what would you do if your man did it?
I would not handle it the way that Jackie did.
Yeah.
I would probably want to.
Yeah.
I think she's very strong.
Yeah, she was very graceful.
Graceful.
She kept a lot of internal, all the pain inside.
But I don't think he got what he deserved. I think it should have taken longer. She should have done more. I think he should have lost some hair, some teeth, something that would have reminded him to never do that again to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was too much hurt. I think he got off too easy. Not that I'm saying they worked completely it out, but yeah. I think that before I would let him back in, if I would, mm-hmm. he got to know his wife is crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, he would
yeah.
know that.
So, mm-hmm. What you're saying is if anyone messes with you, they're gonna get some... You're going to get
yeah,
some crazy.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So let's talk about you. I was looking at your Instagram
okay.
the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I want to flip to that, what you're doing for people. You're mm-hmm. doing something with teeth and helping people with their
oh,
smiles.
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
doing it for more of a, mm-hmm. a generosity mm-hmm. kind of.
Well, that started because so many people on Instagram inboxed me
yeah.
saying, Dr. Heavenly, I need help. I need
yeah.
help. And you know, I can't ever help anybody, and I don't run a free clinic. My,
yeah.
you know, my fees
you
are
got
high.
Bills to pay.
But we have to help some people, mm-hmm. and I think too much is given, much is required, and I have a gift, and mm-hmm. I have to help people.
Yeah.
You know,
so
not everybody, but.
So how are you picking people to offer your services to?
Well, I did a challenge on social media, and you'd be surprised. A lot of people entered, but they didn't follow the directions.
No.
Like, okay, they're
yeah.
still inboxing me, they would call my office. No, don't
wow.
call my office. Let's do the challenge on social media.
Yeah.
So I came to this young lady, this young girl who actually did the whole video for her mother with the kids.
What was the challenge?
It was a challenge, a makeover challenge, telling me why you or someone you love mm-hmm. deserves a dental makeover.
Okay.
So she came in and she says her mother doesn't smile. You know,
oh.
she holds her mouth. She's
yeah.
very embarrassed. She wants a job as a flight attendant, but she can't do it without the look. You know,
yeah.
looks are important.
Yeah,
you're beautiful.
They are.
You get that. But so I chose somebody I thought it would make a big difference in their life.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that because, you know, what I do a lot is cosmetic stuff
yeah,
a lot.
Of
and
course.
A lot of times people are like, oh, that's so vain. But
mm-hmm.
I'm like, listen,
mm-hmm.
if you feel like you look your best,
mm-hmm. you
you're
going to
perform your mm-hmm. best. You're going to feel your best. I had a patient whose mother had gone, had some cancer issues
mm-hmm.
and wouldn't smile anymore, wouldn't leave the house. And as a kid, she was always out partying, socializing, and stopped for 10 years. And she came in, we did some corrective stuff on her, and all of a sudden she's smiling, she's mm-hmm. going out. That's huge.
I absolutely agree. I don't think people realize how important your smile is, your skin is, your appearance, and people judge you whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
First impressions matter.
It does matter. It's one of those, it does matter.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And so you're always putting your best face forward. You mm-hmm. have to be happy on the inside, but putting that external forward, it's going to help you with your confidence.
Absolutely.
Why did you do this show? Because, you know, I asked that in a, I want to know the reason. You have a successful practice.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a great marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not perfect. But
mm-hmm.
then you're putting this on public. And I asked this of all my professional, you
mm-hmm.
know, the ladies that I have come through here. I just want to know what is it that you want to accomplish.
You know, initially when the show was brought to me, I turned it down. Mariah
yeah.
actually shot the show.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it down because I didn't watch reality TV, but I knew it was a negative stigma to
yeah.
it. And the next year, I saw that they had 2.7 million viewers.
Yeah.
And you got to think, bing, bing.
Marketing, yeah.
Marketing. I'm a businesswoman. I had 7 different practices. I'm thinking like 2.7 million.
Mm.
And I think that we have something that needs to be seen. African-American families that are really educated, that really are married, that
yeah.
have a good family source.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of stuff is falling apart
mm-hmm.
on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that I bring something different to
mm-hmm.
the show, and that you can be a powerful, successful businesswoman, but know how to turn it off when you get home and allow
yeah.
your husband to be the man.
Yeah.
Is that wrong? I don't know. That's what they're saying, but it works for me.
Have you ever got backlash?
Absolutely.
From Twitter, from
yeah.
other people.
Ooh, okay.
Because a lot of what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
listen, my mom and dad, that's how it was in our house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom was the boss. There's no question. But, you know, when my dad needed her to be his wife, she was. And it's just what we saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely affects me and how
mm-hmm.
I treat people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever say it. Mm. And in fact, when I was going through med school before I started, and I've told this story before, my mom's like, you need to learn how to cook. And I remember thinking, no, I don't. Uh-huh. She's like, well, what are you going to do when you get married? I'm like, he's going to have to learn how to cook. So I was very against it because I come from a culture where it's very like, you're getting married, you're going to have kids. And I was like, oh. So I grew into like accepting the fact that, you know what, I am a professional and I can be this too. I can be both. It doesn't take away. Mm-hmm. So I get it. But there are a lot of times where I listen to people and it's like, that what you just said mm-hmm. is so controversial and it can infuriate people because it's not feminist.
It does. When I use the word submissive, people have a big problem with it. But we submit to each other. Yeah. I mean, it's biblical if you go and look at it. It's biblical. The wife was created to be the husband's helpmate. We were designed. I'm sorry. We were designed for our men. We were. So to step out and say, and don't get me wrong, our culture was designed that we had to be independent. We had to be strong because either our men were taken off to war, mm-hmm. they were incarcerated, so we had to take over. And I get it. Mm-hmm. But if you got a good man, and get me right, this is for me. Mm-hmm. If it don't work for you, don't
doesn't
do
work.
It.
Yeah.
But this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. This is what I live by, and it works for me. If it doesn't work for you, don't do it. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm going to submit to my husband because I think he's worth it and he's my king and he treats me the way that a wife should be treated and he loves me like Christ loves the church. I'm sorry, I won't apologize for that.
You shouldn't have to apologize mm-hmm. for it. I think that what you're saying can be polarizing, but you're standing in your truth
right.
and I think that's good. Mm-hmm. You're not wavering from
mm-hmm.
it and
I
it
can't.
Gives people something to think about,
right.
you know, because listen, I've met a lot of people, especially in my practice. I remember there used to be a flood of women in their 40s, mm-hmm. and I was like in my 20s starting my practice, and they were just newly divorced mm-hmm. and trying to get back into the dating scene. And every single one of them had said to me, and I'm curious what you think about this, they said, I got married, I lost myself in the marriage because I did so much for the man, and then we're getting divorced, and now he's dating someone that was just like me in their 20s. So I think, what do you say to that?
I think that there probably is some truth and validity to that, but the only thing I can do is live my life the way that God chose me to live it or told me to live it. So I have to uplift my husband. I have to continue to allow him to be the man. Now, will that play out? Well, only truth. But I think he loves me and I love him. And I think that love will see your way through. If
yeah.
you continue to pray together,
yeah.
you continue to work together and you respect one another, mm-hmm. it's going to be reciprocated.
I want to talk. You talk about praying mm-hmm. and religion. And I know that that's very important to mm-hmm. you. It's important to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Does having a partner with the same religion, does that help? Obviously.
That's very controversial, and you're yeah. asking me, but I always give you the truth.
Yeah, but that's why I'm asking
yes,
you.
Yes, it's important. You have to be equally yoked, or you're going to be confused. The kids are going to be confused.
Yeah.
If you're Christian and your husband's Jewish,
yeah.
my whole life and goal would be to convert him, because my religion teaches us is if you don't believe what I believe, you're going
yeah.
to hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
yeah, I would have to be equally yoked with my husband, and thank God we are.
Yeah. Were you guys already that, or did...
Oh, yeah, that was a prerequisite.
Yeah.
For me to date, there are certain questions and things I had to know before I became serious about
yeah.
dating my husband.
So religion and his religion and how...
And having a profession
yeah.
and a certain level of
yeah.
income.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say, but it's true.
Well, I mean, I like hearing this.
Right.
You know, because
there's nothing wrong with
that. There's nothing wrong with taking it, you know, listening to what you're saying. And if it suits you, great. If it doesn't, then figure out what does.
Absolutely.
But, you know, what you're saying is... So what's some of the backlash that you've got? Like, I'm sure that, you know, because you do, you're so opinionated about this when you're on the show, that you're so unapologetically, this is where you stand. And do people ever say to you that you're old-fashioned?
Yeah, absolutely.
That
they say I'm stuck in the 50s. I'm
yeah.
a woman that does not know the dating scene right now, a woman that does not understand the men right now. And that very well may be true.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was not, and I know I'm wrong to say it, if I was not in the relationship I am, and a man that treated me the way that I do, that I could not respect, that I could not allow to be the leader of my household, I wouldn't be married.
Yeah.
I wouldn't marry a man less than that.
Yeah.
I'd be single. And ain't nothing wrong with being single.
No, there's
nothing.
Nothing.
I'd be happy and alone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you'd be single. That doesn't mean you'd be alone.
Right.
You
well,
could be alone
that.
In a
right,
relationship.
Right, alone.
So.
I'd be, yeah, not married.
So what I like to hear is like sometimes, why do you think that you're not stuck in the 50s? And I mean, I
think that there mm-hmm. is nothing new under the sun. That what worked
great.
Back then is going to work this way.
Yeah.
And if you try to, let's look at the statistics.
Yeah.
Let's look at our show.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
working and what's not.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's true, you know, and a lot of times it's just, you know, you're talking about dating today. Mm-hmm. People are take it all, and you're a relationship expert. You're
certified.
Mm-hmm. I think that the problem with dating today is mm-hmm. people treat each other very disposably. I just think you can take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to really work for it.
I think in my culture, there's not enough quality black men to go around.
So you think it's more of the...
Absolutely. The women have it together. I live in Atlanta. Beautiful women, educated women, professional women, business women, powerhouses. And when I do relationship seminars and I try to find mates for these women, I have women lined up. I'm a pediatrician. I'm an accountant. I'm an attorney. I go over here and say, hey, brother, what do you do? I do what I do. What up? You know, no. They're just not.
How did that happen? How did that happen?
I think like you say, the wars took our men, the incarceration took our men. There's a lot of gay men in Atlanta there, and then we raised our women to be so strong, and I'm guilty of it too. I raised my daughter, you can do anything you want to do. You don't need a man, mm-hmm. you know? And our sons, we baby them. Mm-hmm. That's my baby boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like the men grew up not, I don't know.
You're saying that women
have been bred
mothers,
to be too independent.
Fathers, mother, yeah, they're to be
because
independent.
They had to be.
They had to be, and I think it's funny you say that because when I have a sister, the two of us were both doctors, mm-hmm. and when we were being raised by our mom, tough, but strong, but loving, but tough, like we can get away
thing,
with anything.
Right.
She used to say to me things like, and I think it's because of our culture, because mm-hmm. she saw a lot of women come over mm-hmm. who were mm-hmm. from. Another country. They mm-hmm. came over here. The men here were educated.
What country are you from?
Kashmiri, which is between India and Pakistan.
Thank you for explaining that.
You
I
got
know
it.
Kashmiri
you
was,
got it.
But I know India.
But it's like that whole. So the culture is like the men were here.
So what's your religion?
Muslim.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
My grandparents' family were there was some Christian there, mm-hmm. but so mm-hmm. we were around a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that what I was trying to say is the men would be here getting an education, like back, and then they would get women from. Wherever and bring them over, and that happens in a lot of cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were raised here, and my mother's like, you know, I want you to be independent, self-sustaining. She's like, I don't ever want you to ask a man, ask money for a man to buy you tampons.
And she taught you right.
Yeah. And at the time, I thought it was, what's she talking about? But I'm like, no, she's right.
My mama said that men act different when you don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
She said she's lived it with it and without it. And I never tested that rule. I will always have my own.
Yeah.
You know, I think I have a great husband, but I would never test the rule of not having my own. I just wouldn't. I wasn't raised that way.
Yeah.
You know, men act different. And women act different if you don't have anything.
Yeah.
If you're totally dependent on the woman's going to act funny with you.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's true.
Yes.
Well, I remember at the time, I thought that was ridiculous, and I would be embarrassed. Mm. Like, what are you talking about?
Mm.
And what I had heard as I grew up, I was like, she's talking. Because now I know girls that don't have anything,
mm-hmm.
meaning they didn't really do anything because mm-hmm. they're just waiting for
a man.
White. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to those women?
I would say,
for a knight in shining armor.
I tell him, I hope he comes. But even mm-hmm. if he does, like you say, so many women will give their whole life. You got to have your own because that man may leave you at 40.
Right.
Now you got three kids. You know, he's taking from you. When every child I had, it pulled something out of me that never came back.
Yeah.
So you got to take care of yourself.
But see, so what we're just talking about right here is what people go to when I think you say things like you need to be a wife first.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it confuses people because they're saying, well, you're telling me that I need to be independent and have my own thing together. You see where I'm going with this?
I'm doing both, though.
Right.
I'm not telling you to do one or the other. I'm telling you to do both.
Right.
I'm telling you to still allow your husband to be the man, but keep your own just in case. That's what I'm teaching my daughter. I'm not being confusing or conflicting or anything. I'm telling you to do both.
Yeah. Oh, so this is where I where I think it's important for people mm-hmm. to understand because, you know, what I'm seeing is I understand
mm-hmm.
because I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I fully get it. That's kind mm-hmm. of how we were kind of brought up.
Mm-hmm.
But what people don't understand is you can still be independent, strong, have your business together, have your shit together,
mm-hmm.
and still be a wife first.
A wife, a mother, a relationship author, a relationship coach, a dentist. You can do more than one thing.
You can be a dentist
God created us to be that way. And we're amazing. And we can do amazing things.
So you also, speaking of amazing things, you're a co-author of a series called mm-hmm. Wake Up, Live the Life You Love, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
That was a book I was chosen to be a part of with Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and a lot of others. Where it's kind of like Chicken Soup of the Soul,
yeah.
where you actually get to give your testimony on some different things. And I was able to tell my story of, basically it's a religious story of how a prophet told me what I was going to do and how I was going to do it, and it came to pass.
That really happened?
It actually really
How did that happen? Who was the prophet?
Basically, I was getting ready to start my first business, and I didn't know if I should start it or not start it or whatever, and I was confused. You know, it was a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I was like, should I do this? Should I? I said, God, if you want me to do this, I'm going to only do it if you tell me to. I need a sign. So during it was the holidays, I drove to Miami from Tallahassee or wherever I was to see my mother for holidays, and she said, oh, we got to go to the store to get some stuff for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Long story short, we went to a 24-hour store. It was 3 a.m. in the morning. A woman walks up to me and she said, I'm a prophetess and you've been asking God for this, and I'm telling you that God told me to tell you, go do that business.
Are you serious?
And it scared the shits out of me.
Yeah. And this random woman just walked up to you.
Random.
Wow.
Random. Wow. And I told that story in that book, but it happened. And I know God works in that way. And you're thinking it's miracles. No, it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. God is giving you advice all the time if you listen. Be silent. Listen.
Yeah.
Be still.
That's a sign that's indisputable. Mm-hmm. Somebody walking up to you and saying.
After you prayed for it the whole trip there. I drove 8 hours praying for a sign. Mm-hmm. And it came to me.
You know, I've done that before. I'm like, give me a sign, and then something happens. And like, I didn't like that sign.
Right.
I want another
sign.
Undeniable. Yeah, that's why I wanted you to tell your story because I think we've all done that where we're like, I just need a sign, and then something happens. You're like, I don't know.
And it's biblical. If somebody tells you the same thing, two different people, the same thing, the same way twice, you need to listen. That's God speaking to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your book. Are you going to be doing any more?
Actually, I have 3 books out. One book was a business book. Mm-hmm. I talk about my shortcomings, failures with running a business so other people didn't make the mistakes. Yeah. I talk about my, you know, the things I bought, how I was able to flip dental practices, my successes, but I think more importantly, my failures and not doing the same thing over and learning. When you spend money and lose a whole lot of money, you learn that lesson quickly.
What's one of the biggest mistakes? Because I have the answer for me. Mm-hmm. What's one of the biggest mistakes when you open a business right away that people make?
I didn't understand insurance, and I bought a building that was a lot of money for me at the time, and I was scared, and the roof fell in, and I wasn't properly insured, and I don't even know how that happened, but it did. But I had to come out of the pocket and spend money to replace something that I had just purchased. So that was a lesson for me, that before I buy anything, I always make sure that certain things are in place, and insurance is so important. Yeah,
that's good. That's something that for sure. For me, it was spending too much money in the beginning.
Oh yeah,
you know, like in the beginning when you're putting together a practice, you're like, oh, that chair is $5,000, no big deal. But then, you know, later on, you're like, yeah.
I've done both. I've had several practices. Some I've done good at, like, clean office, but not a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people spend more money in a beautiful office.
Yeah, they
I've learned that lesson.
Yeah, yeah, certain things matter.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that this season of Married to Medicine and the seasons in the past, why is this one so raw for everybody?
I think the nail hit the fan.
Yeah.
This season. Mm-hmm. I think that everything came to a standoff with marriages. Mm-hmm. I think that the issues were brewing all along, but it was like everything came to a head this season with the marriages. Curtis got caught cheating. You know, I don't know what's played yet and what I can give you, what I can't. Quad. You know?
Communication breakdown.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Watch the reunion.
Yeah.
You're gonna see all
I can't wait.
Together.
I can't wait.
It's very interesting. Just so many problems coming to head, and I would never think that Simone would actually file
for divorce. Yeah, that's
that hurt my soul.
Yeah, that just came out too.
I looked up to her marriage for mine. Like, okay,
wow.
You know what? They got a wonderful marriage. They're best friends. They're good friends.
Why did that break? You think it's the same reason that you're saying all along?
I think that, like you say, they both stopped trying. They both took each other for granted, both of them. And I feel like men are so, I'm not going to use the word stupid, but they're underdeveloped.
Underdeveloped. He's got, you got a new good.
And I'm not putting him down because it's not one man, it's not two men, it's most men. I dare to say all. But they don't think the way that we do. Yeah. And the one thing that they would agree with is we don't need no damn logic. We have intuition. Women, we don't need to think in order like a logic like they do. We have intuition. Yeah. We have discernment. I can tell what he's about just by meeting him.
Yeah.
I can get his aura. I know him. I don't need logic. Or I don't need a resume.
Oh, yeah.
I got him already. I got you.
Yeah.
And it's a discernment that God has given me. Well, as a woman, most women have it. And a man will agree, how the hell did she know that?
Yeah. Well, I get that too. So what do you say when you see me? You said you know me. What? Tell me. I want to hear.
You're a diva.
I'm a diva.
Yeah. That's your husband, boyfriend, whatever. Yeah, boyfriend. I can tell. Yeah.
You can tell. Yeah, what do you think about him?
The guy over there, I didn't even look at him.
This one.
Oh, yeah, he loves you.
Aw.
He loves you. Y'all not married?
No.
Mm-hmm. Y'all will be soon.
Ooh, well, we'll see how that goes.
I got a feeling, yeah.
I asked.
He's here with you, supporting you.
Yeah.
And what you're doing.
I appreciate that.
And this ain't dermatology. This is something you wanted to do outside of it.
But I think we do that for each other, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. That goes without saying. You're going to do him. But yeah, a lot of men don't support women in what they do. So that means a lot.
Yeah.
I hope you realize that.
I do. I'm not an idiot.
Right.
But
know that men are. So when he does make a mistake, you gotta understand that you have to treat them like children almost. Like, you have to understand, he don't get it, baby. He don't understand. He's trying his best and he's using his little logic and it ain't, you know what I mean?
He's agreeing with everything you're saying.
But if you look at it like that, you're able to deal with the stuff better. You understand?
Yeah.
If he loves you, that's all you need is love.
Yeah, it's true. And
yeah, but the bills gotta be paid
too. The bills gotta be paid. You really do have a good sense of what's up, and I appreciate that. It's been great watching you.
Thank you.
I feel like there's something else you want to say. Is there?
God is love, and love conquers everything. Yeah. I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
And what do I know for sure? Deepak Chopra, nothing. I don't know nothing for sure. I'm just telling you what the hell I feel. You know what I mean? And it's working for me, so that's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Every situation, every relationship is different.
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing, men and women are very different.
Mm-hmm.
Very different. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult. It's almost a joke, a joke how God can put two people together that are so different. Y'all supposed to work this thing out.
Yeah.
Work it out.
Yeah.
With the differences. And it's hard to do. You got to have love. You got to have prayer. You got to stay in faith, whatever that faith is, you know, and work it together.
Yeah. Communication.
Absolutely. Yeah. That goes without saying.
And putting effort into it.
But
making
men
sure.
will stop talking. When they get upset, they get in a point, they'll stop talking to you.
Yeah.
And that's difficult. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the problems a lot of women on our show had. Men stop talking. Mm-hmm. When they get frustrated, when they feel like they can't be heard, they'll stop communicating. And we got to keep that communication open. That's the most important thing. Because so many things get misinterpreted.
Yeah.
When you're not talking.
Yeah.
You know?
Or not interpreted, you know?
Right. And you got to let each other be each other. You know what I mean? Like, my husband don't bother me. He lets me do me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is, if it's good or bad, he lets me be me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let me be me. You can't stifle me.
Yeah.
Right? I'm Dr. Heavenly, baby.
Yeah, she is. Dr. Heavenly. Okay, this is probably better relationship advice than I've had from relationship experts. What's your social media for
my
everybody?
My social media is dr_heavenly.
Yes.
That's dr_HEAVENLY, Heavenly. And, you know, on Facebook, I have a fan page, Dr. Heavenly. Yeah. And I have my website, drheavenly.com.
Yeah.
Keep it consistent.
Keep
Make it
consistent.
Simple.
Yeah. And it's a great name, Dr. Heavenly.
Thank you. My mama named me that.
You know, Heavenly. Thanks for all of your sage advice.
Oh, no problem.
And it's not even
And
sage,
I didn't charge you nothing,
sense.
Did I?
No, you didn't.
They got therapists charging thousands of dollars.
No, this is just free talking. Yeah, I appreciate you, and I appreciate your time here, and I had a lot of fun.
No problem. Hopefully I can help somebody in the world.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.